I'm lost in melody, harmony, new family. They wrap me up in a cocoon. No, 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 I'm not alone. I put my trust in to all this. Now don't you do me wrong now, yeah.
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
one they call president?
I am.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly. Rise before God. Kneel before you if it will save lives.
It will. Starting with your own.
What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. There's one man here on earth who will never kneel before you.
Who is this imbecile?
I wish I knew. Oh, God. Soft. Oh, God.
You guys can put on headphones if you want to hear.
Oh, God.
Well, before I put music on.
Or next one. Oh,
yeah, it's Tyler, Rampage Radio. We're on the air. Here, transmissions from the mission.
Soft.
Got some friends hanging in studio.
Soft.
Amy Ebo. And, Joe and Joe from
Dismembered
Carnage. How you guys doing?
Check. Doing good. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can? I can't hear myself. Hello.
I could barely hear you.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, we'll get these them fixed up and we can get it going next to Amy. You want to say anything? Before we get into music, and then we'll come back and talk to the guys from, we'll get everything set up correctly so they can hear it themselves. And talk to the band about what's coming up with those guys. And I'm solo in studio today, so got some guys hanging out. And I'm going to get into music, and then we'll be back to talk with the guys from Dismembered Carnage. And announce some upcoming shows and something going on in Oakland today, so Amy can give you the details on that. She's got some stuff coming up, too. So, thank you, as always, for your listenership. Rampage Radio is here every Saturday from noon until 2. And me, Manny, or both of us are usually around, so there you go. All right, we're going to get into some new thrash. Just came out this week, Canadian thrash. And then we'll be back to talk to you guys. But,
we
All right, there you go. I'll tell you what we just played. All right, yeah, that was a nice set of thrash metal. Atrophy with Matter of Attitude, Assassin, Resolution 588, Alistair with Ides of March. And we started off with something new from Timo, Canadian thrash that just came out this week. So, yeah, we have a couple of members of Dismembered Carnage in the house. You guys want to identify yourselves and what you do in the band?
Check. Yeah, I'm Joe, vocals and bass.
Joey, guitars.
And then there's a third mic for your drummer who's not here.
Exactly, yeah.
He's in Antioch. He's too far.
He's too far. Well, hopefully he's listening anyways. So, yeah, glad to have you guys in. And I don't know, anything you want to talk about, what's going on in the Dismembered Carnage world, and then play some stuff from your last release or whatever. But what's going on? Yeah. You guys survived the pandemic?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just got done playing three shows. We did Santa Cruz, and then in January we did San Francisco, and then in August we did Golden Bowl in Oakland, and then just taking a couple months off so we can hit the studio and release some new music.
Awesome.
Definitely working on new stuff.
So you guys are in the writing process, or you have stuff?
We've been, but like in between the shows, and then like I got sick. Joey got sick, and then a drummer got sick. Been putting back recording and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's all written and stuff like that. And then once this comes out, there'll be even more stuff. So, yep.
More shit happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll definitely have you guys back when, you know, the album is complete. You can premiere it here, maybe, or like demo some stuff or whatever, you know.
Down, yeah.
Yeah. We always love to have you guys here. Somebody else is just hanging and lurking in the background. The creeper. Amy Evil.
The lurker.
See, Manny's not here, so you don't have to hear Diamond Head, Amy, like for 14 times in a row if Manny was here. Yeah. Amy Evil.
So tell us a little more about Dismember Carnage and how long you've been around. I know a lot of people have heard the name, but they're not kind of aware of the history.
Yeah, it started in August of 2012. And, yeah, pretty much been going since then. Just, like, a ton of lineup changes and people,
That's
like,
insane. That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, people, like, move out of state, get in to make bad choices, can't be in the band no more, other shenanigans, and, yeah. But, yeah, that's pretty much
it. Any members end up in jail?
Yeah, I probably a couple.
Let's guess.
I don't know who, but for sure, a couple of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you've had the current lineup? And who is the current lineup?
Joe, me, but I've been in it since the beginning. And then Sean. Sean was with us in, I think, came in 2019. And then he had to leave for a little bit. And then Joe's been with me since October of 2019. And he's been here ever since. And then we had a drummer for a little bit, and then it didn't work out, and then so we asked Sean to come back, and then Sean ended up coming back. What would that been like? 2021 of like May or something like that.
Early, yeah.
And so yeah, we've had this lineup for almost a year, I would say, almost a year.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's like super solid lineup, like the best lineup for sure. Like super tight
power three piece.
Yeah and we're just gonna keep it that way. Like it's a pain in the butt.
It's
doing
so much easier with three people.
It's just easy to work with everybody, and then when you get just a three piece, everybody has to be way tighter and stuff like that. Sometimes you get other guys in the bands, and because there was two guitars, they could, or whatever, somebody could like
fuck off.
Yeah, somebody could just fuck off and do whatever, and it was just very frustrating at times.
Alright Well, I'm gonna play some of your stuff, and then come back and talk to you some more.
Keep in mind, I am not on these releases.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
but it's still good music. Shout out to Damien.
All right. Well, yeah. Now you got to come back to bring us some stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
We can find some stuff that you're on, Joe, I'm sure.
There's only live videos, actually.
Well, maybe other bands or.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were.
We'd play anything here.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go with some Dismembered Carnage on Rampage Radio.
Here is the stratosphere, and David Copperfield makes the latkes disappear. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, mazel tov, Sammy's watching from above. I said Hanukkah in Las Vegas, what's not to love?
An eye on the king.
Hi, da, 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 da.
And keep me posted. He doesn't know where I've hid that French slit.
La-di-di-di-di-di.
He may be a little man.
La-di-di-di-di.
But he carries a big stick.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And whatever you do, Froggy, keep him away from that interrogation cell.
Charleston, watch those heebie-jeebies at the Yiddish Cabaret. Lo do di do, da Yiddish Charleston, lo da di do, a Yiddish Charleston. Little Yiddles on their fiddles play it on East Broadway. Alley up, you must wear a doiby hat when you do that dance. Alley up, you twist like an acrobat, then you clap your hands. Oy vey, the Yiddish Charleston, vey is mir, a Yiddish Charleston.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Ben Lucas, headline Lucas, coming right out of his nose. He picked and picked a religious sick, but the fact could get it close.
Well, old Ben Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. He picked and picked till it made you sick, but the back again it grows. When it's cotton picking time in Texas, boys, it's booger picking time for Ben. He'd raise that finger mean and hostile, stick it in that waiting nostril. Here he comes with a green one once again. All right, pick it, Eric. Sick, but back again he grows. Everybody! Old Ben Lucas had a lot of mucus coming right out of his nose. It picked and picked till it made you sick, but back again it grows.
Just a little favor for the Kingster. Well, Kiki is everywhere. Kiki is everything. Kiki is everybody. Kiki is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to sleep is that the king stirs inside of you and me. Yeah! Let me ask you a question out there, friends. Who is at the Alamo?
Kiki.
Who ate the steak in Amarillo?
Kiki.
Who wasn't on the grass and knoll?
Kiki.
Who went berserk in Borneo?
Kiki.
Who got laid, got drunk, and kicked ass in San Jacinto? Friends, you see convicts out in the big thicket who just escaped from the prison rodeo in Huntsville, and they're listening to Wolfman Jack on the border radio station, and they call Wolfman Jack up, and what song do they request?
Kinky, kinky, kinky.
Now some of y'all going, Mojo, I don't understand what's going on down there in Texas. What's going on in Texas politics? You want to know what's going on in Texas politics? Let me tell you.
Kinky needs votes. Kinky needs votes.
Kinky is everybody. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everywhere. Each person out there has got a little bit of kinky in them. Everybody except one person, that is the evil opposite of kinky, the anti-kinky. You know who I'm talking about? Let me tell you. Rick Perry has no kinky in him. Woo!
Kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody. Kinky is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the kink stirs inside of you and me. Yeah!
I got some more questions about the next potentate of this great state. Let me ask ya, who rocks spindle top?
Kinky.
Who punch cows a Cadillac ranch?
Kinky.
Who led the Jews out of Fredericksburg? Who owns Babe Dietrichson? And who was last seen buck naked at Barton Springs?
Kinky, 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 kinky.
Friends, I love Kinky Friedman. Kinky is wild and crazy and free. Kinky is a real Texas American nut job. Kinky is truly independent, a poet, a libertine, a free spirit, a true speaker, the last lone star in a sea of mendacity. I'm talking about
kinky, kinky.
How do we like it?
Kinky.
How do we like it?
Kinky.
Friends, I got a good feeling about kinky. I got a real good feeling about kinky because I got some secret inside information. That's right, when I'm sitting at home alone late at night, the bats come and talk to Mojo. That's right, my friends. Not Batman, the bats from under the bridge. They come and they whisper in Mojo's ears. You know what they say? Well,
kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody.
still the king. And oh man, what I want you to see, that the king stirs inside of you and me. Kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody. Hey, you're still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the king stirs inside of you and me.
Why the hell not?
Rock and roll!
Camel cigarettes, very goyish. Salem's Jewish. Kent's goyish. Viceroy's Marlboro's Jewish.
אדום, שחור וצהוב.
טו בשפט.
ניצא, ניצא!
להתאפס האמונה, לפשוט את התלבשות, את המסע חריגו, החרובות באות.
ערב טוב, הערב נראה את...
נביא!
את...
נביא!
את...
Eddie Cantor's goyish.